When adversity strikes, how do we cope? How does the event change us? In the Show Radio Resilience podcast, we talk to quiet heroes, everyday Australians from regional Australia, who have been bent by adversity, who have sprung back stronger because of it. Daniel Lloyd was just your average farmer and father from Mangalapa, New South Wales, until the early hours of Saturday, August 12th, 2017. This is when Daniel received the call that his daughter Sarah had been killed in a motor vehicle accident. Sarah was only 19 at the time. Since this day, Daniel and his wife Tracy have dedicated their lives to carrying on the legacy of their middle child. Through their hardship, they started the Sarah Lloyd Scholarship Fund, which gives grants to New South Wales women apprenticing in non-traditional trades. Sarah was an apprentice mechanic at the time of her passing. Show Radio producer Hayley spoke to Daniel earlier about the Sarah Lloyd Scholarship Fund and how he and his family have turned their devastating loss into a platform for women in male-dominated trades all around the state.
Daniel, tell us a little bit about the Sarah Lloyd Scholarship Fund, which is in memory of your daughter.
It's a charity that we started in honour of our daughter that passed away in a motor vehicle accident a couple of years ago now. She was an apprentice motor mechanic when she passed away. So we've started this charity to help other females going into male-dominated trades. And as we know, most of the trades are male-dominated. Sarah had some issues with her first workplace with some workplace bullying and some very archaic attitudes. And we've set this up so that we can help them with a little bit of money to buy some tools or some extra training to get started when they're getting started. But we also, on top of that, now pay for mentoring for them to help them out with their apprenticeship, because now there's no use just giving them some money and say, I hope you do well. So we actually pay for mentoring for them so they've got that support. So if they do have issues through their apprenticeship of any sort, even if it's just they're struggling with the training or they're just struggling with life full stop, they've got a mentor that they can actually talk to and they get support.
And what actually qualifies somebody to apply for the scholarships?
Being female.
Yeah.
And having at this stage, having a New South Wales apprentice number.
But looking to branch out into other states?
Eventually, yes, but we want to make sure we have it done perfectly in New South Wales before we go any further. You know, so once we've got New South Wales up and running and everything's spot on and we can raise enough money, we have to raise money. I mean, it's not that I'm only a poor farmer. I can't actually supply enough cash to do it myself. So we have to raise money. And through the, you know, through our charity fundraising last year, we handed out 3 scholarships. And on each scholarship's worth just over $5,000 each, all up. It's been a bit hard to raise money this year. I mean, we knew it was going to be a hard year with all of the bushfires and the amount of money that had gone to charities through the bushfires. So we knew that was going to make things hard, but the COVID-19 now has just made it impossible. So we're going to have to go into some of the reserves that we'd had to actually do some scholarships this year. We're not certain how many we can do, but we'll definitely do at least one. But the applications will open shortly. We'll be advertising those.
How do you apply?
We've got a website. It's also advertised through all of the group training companies and through New South Wales TAFE. That the scholarships are open. You'll send an application in. The applications have to be in by set date. We select the winners in June and then we present them on the 16th of July, which was Sarah's birthday. So it's just, we look at something that, look, it helps us remember her. You know, she was a very, very good tradie. She competed with the men for anything and everything. She did the job that she had to do as good or better than any of the blokes that she worked with. And that's what she prided herself on. You know, so we want to try and help any other females, whether they be young or mature-aged apprentices going in. There's no age limit on who can apply. You just have to be an apprentice. And if we can help another female get through that and do the training that they want to do, well, then, you know, it's been a win.
Can you tell us a little bit about the previous recipients of the scholarship?
Well, the first year that we did it, we only handed out one, but we also didn't have a lot of fundraising. We just did a small bit to start. We had applications from all over the state, and it was a young girl that was an apprentice painter. You know, and she put her money towards some business training as well as trade training and a few tools so that when she finished her apprenticeship, she could start her own business. So that was a really good thing. That meant that she was really committed to the trade. So we were very happy with that. And last year we had 3. Now we had a carpenter, an electrician and a welder engineer. So that was, you know, three really different apprentices to the year before. There would have been 10 that we could have easily given them to, but we just can't give that many out.
Yeah, not yet.
That's right, not yet. But there was, look, the 3 that we chose were brilliant applications and absolutely brilliant young ladies that are doing a great job within their trade. It's great to see that you know, the money is going towards helping someone that really, really wants to be where they are.
And hopefully it'll inspire other women to join, you know, male-based trades in the future.
Most definitely. And that's where our next step is to start in schools, really pushing that there is help there for, you know, young girls that want to go into trades. And it's acceptable for girls to be tradies, because I don't know if, I mean, at the moment, all the uni students are sitting at home and tradies are running the country, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sitting behind a computer screen all day.
You know, so when you look at it that way, trades really are an important thing. And young girls that want to go into trades, if they want to do it, they'll do a better job than boys who, oh, I better do a trade because mum and dad said I have to. A young girl that's chosen it and wants to be there, they make sure they do the job properly.
I think that it's great that you want to go into schools, because I know that when I was in high school, there was nothing like that. If we wanted to go into a trade that we knew about, it would be hairdressing. So I think this is opening up so many doors.
Look, it is. And this is where stereotypes really annoy me, because a bloke can make just as good a hairdresser.
Oh, absolutely.
As a girl. And a girl can make just as good a damn mechanic as a bloke can. So let's get rid of the stereotypes and let's put the people that want to do the actual jobs in the position they want to be in.
And what inspired Sarah to become a mechanic in the first place?
Well, look, I was a mechanic by trade. Sarah was a real daddy's girl. Everything I did, Sarah wanted to do. I played a lot of Australian rules football. Sarah played Australian rules football. She even represented New South Wales in Aussie rules football. She was a very good footballer. I was a mechanic, so she wanted to be a mechanic, you know, and not only that, she used to help me doing all the repairs on the farm anyway. So I might have not been working as a mechanic anymore, but I did a lot of work on machinery and that sort of thing around the farm. So Sarah was always there to help. So she ended up going into that, and that's what she decided she wanted to do, and she was quite good at it up until she passed.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today. You and your wife, Tracy, I just think you're doing an amazing job turning something so tragic into something so positive and keeping Sarah's memory alive.
Yeah, look, it's a privilege and an honour to do it.
The pain of losing a child is unimaginable, but the strength and resilience shown by Daniel and his family is nothing short of inspiring. Not only are they telling Sarah's story and keeping her legacy alive, they are giving so many other women in male-dominated industries the platform to grow and shine in their chosen fields. Daniel's attitude is powerful, using his grief to allow for the betterment of others who are just like his adored daughter. If you'd like to know any more information about the Sarah Lloyd Scholarship Fund, you can check out the website at sarahlloydscholarshipfund.org.au. You've been listening to the Show Radio Resilience Podcast, presented by the students of the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. Tune in again tomorrow at this same time for more stories and triumphs from the land.